Each of you reading this has experienced pre-K-12 in your own way as a student in the classroom. That experience may shape your view of what it is like to be a professional within the pre-K-12 sector. We hope this brief overview will dispel some myths, confirm some career hunches, and hopefully open your eyes to career possibilities yet considered. You may have experienced the pre-K-12 sector within the public, private, independent, or charter school territory. Also, some may have experienced it through homeschooling. Each of these schools' models offer very different cultures and priorities for the classroom and the school's success that will be important in deciding the specific organization that you determine to be compatible with your career goals. You may even decide to experience more than one model as your career trajectory moves along its continuum. The public sector is full of challenges and opportunities, but it is also the largest segment of the pre-K-12 sector, with 9 out of 10 students receiving education within the public school system. There are 3 broad types of schools within the public sector. School district-based, where students are sent to particular schools based on place of residence, and those schools generally accept all students assigned to them. Charter schools are public schools that are held accountable for student achievement in exchange for being allowed to operate independently of school district regulations. They often specialize in a particular area, such as arts, technology, or back-to-basic approach, and can allow for teacher creativity within the public sector. Magnet schools include public elementary or secondary schools that offer a special curriculum attracting substantial numbers of students of different racial, socioeconomic backgrounds. U.S. public education is decentralized. Requirements vary from state to state. For instance, 25 states require or are phasing in exit examinations for a diploma. 60% of public school students reside in the South and West, with future enrollments increasing in these regions. Moving to private or independent schools, these schools may have a religious affiliation, but the more precise usage of the term excludes parochial schools and other schools with financial dependence upon outside organizations. There are 3 major categories that one thinks of when you start to think of private or independent schools. Independent schools are not dependent upon national or local government for financing its operations and is instead operated by tuition, charges, gifts, and in some cases, the investment yield of an endowment. The essential distinction between independent schools and other private schools is independence itself, essentially independence in governance and in finance. For example, independent schools own, govern, and finance themselves as opposed to government and other private schools, where the state or church owns governance and finances the school. Parochial schools, which are church-related schools, most commonly owned and operated by Catholic parishes or dioceses, but also by Protestant denominations. Hebrew schools may also be termed parochial. The majority of the private schools in the U.S. are parochial schools. The academic curriculum at these schools is supplemented with daily religious instruction and prayer. Teachers may be clergy or laypersons who may or may not be trained as educators. Private schools run for profit. This is a relatively new category of school. They do not answer to any board of trustees or elected officials. Because of this, they claim to be able to respond quickly to the demands of the market. Many belong to an organization called the National Independent Private Schools Association. A relatively small proportion, roughly 2% of the U.S. students ages 5 to 17, receive their education through homeschooling, although the market serving the population is growing. Functions within the pre-K-12 sector include faculty, student support personnel, administrative, development, and admissions. The most common skills that are sought after include skills in arts and science of teaching and assessment, organization, conflict resolution, budgeting, fundraising, integrating special education service delivery. Knowledge includes subject area expertise, child and adolescent development, multiple approaches to learning. You will also need cross-cultural competence and community building. As for experience, if you lack the classroom experience, camp counseling, parents' aid, and other experience with children and adolescents may be helpful. Within the public school sector, you must secure licensure. There is, at this time, no national educator school leader license. Each state has its own license requirements that may be recognized in part through an interstate agreement. The interstate agreement does not mean that you simply show up for your new job without some processing for your new state teaching credential. You can start your research with CareerBeam, the CSO website, and also visit specialty sites as the American Association of School Administrators, National Association of Secondary School Principals, National Home Education Research Institute, National Association of Independent Schools.